Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the audio there too, TNTRadioEmpire.com. In case your listening or habits are different, you can podcast. All that stuff's free. Please patronize the advertisers here on our radio stations or the stream. And everybody's having trouble. Wednesday. Pandemic. Billy Blank due to phone the program shortly, right?
Okay. He's on the schedule. Right. He just tweeted it out, too, so
okay.
He's awake.
A Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 1994.
Oh, hold it.
You won't get it.
Oh, 94 was Cobain, but that was a couple weeks ago. So also 94.
Oh, yeah, Cobain.
Wasn't Lane Staley? Ago. Wasn't Lane Staley? No, that was 96, 97?
I think that was 96, yeah, 97.
From the rock world?
No.
No?
From the acting world?
No.
From the...
The academia?
That's
no.
Crime?
I hope not.
No. Well, yes, crime.
Who?
But no. It's not what you think of him. Well, you may.
Go ahead.
Richard Nixon.
Oh. Ah. Yeah,
four
folks.
Days after suffering a stroke at the age of 81.
People thought he was good at the time, too, by the way, and he ended up not being. So that some history lessons for you.
I'd take him in a heartbeat right
no,
now.
No, I know. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that if you think that historians don't know what's going on, they do.
Yeah.
And your boy is going to be looked on as like the worst guy ever right now.
I hope so.
Oh, well, yeah.
You hope so. You know it's going to
be there. Somebody worse might come along. Yeah. This is America. We can elect the worst.
I don't know if he can get any worse. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't want to find out.
Don't challenge him.
Yeah,
right.
All the idiots, right?
Yeah. Billy. Billy Blank. Hey, Billy. Guys.
Hey.
How you doing, bud?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you doing, man? You seem to be the kind of guy on the edge, like the rest of us.
Yeah. You seemed like that before the virus.
Yeah. Well, if there's an Iowa football or basketball game on, he's liable to go nuts.
He would be ranting and raving about Iowa baseball right now.
Yeah.
But
yelling at the refs.
Yeah, go ahead, Billy.
You know what I'm doing right now?
What?
In my backyard, there's like a trash bag or something that somehow got stuck in a tree, like in my neighbor's backyard.
Oh,
I think it's been there.
Yeah, and it's
for
waving.
Like 2 years.
Oh, yeah, the kind that's waving. I hate that. I hate that.
You can't get up there. Like, nobody can go up there and get rid of it. It's going to be there forever.
I know. Are you trying
to?
Are you trying to get
like
it out?
American Beauty. I'm gonna go try to make out with Kevin Spacey in a little bit.
What a great reference!
You could probably do that.
What a great reference!
Yeah, he'd probably like that.
Unbelievable!
Oh, that is.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I think I might be a little old for him.
Are you still doing the Uber Eats, driving, dropping off some food?
Yeah, I'm doing Grubhub.
Grubhub. Okay, good.
It's actually going well. Yeah. I wish if Grubhub would have been around when I started comedy.
Right.
I may not be doing comedy anymore. I'd probably be some kind of Grubhub millionaire or something. But like, it's such a perfect thing. I mean, you can just go make money whenever you feel like it.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
And it doesn't drive you nuts. You know, you don't have to deal with people. I mean, you got to get stuff at restaurants, but there's nobody in your car. Like, I drive around taking one hitters all night, delivering food. It's like being a teenager at a pizza place.
I would think, especially after taking the one hitters, the most difficult part of that job
not
is
eating it,
no. Not reaching into that bag and pulling out a few fries.
Yep.
How do you resist?
Well, I mean, come on. I've been smoking weed since I was 16. Do you think I'm not prepared, like with snacks? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's
something.
Ready.
I mean, you know, I.
He goes.
You get raided.
You go into the restaurant and order something for yourself. So you have it in a car.
I have. Yeah,
I thought
I've definitely done that.
All right.
I mean, if you're waiting on something, you know, every once in a while you'll get a delivery that's like 20 miles away, and the guy doesn't tip, and that's when you want to eat their food.
Okay, you got to tip.
Yeah, take care of your drivers, folks.
Well, and here's the thing. People got to keep this in mind. Like, your Grubhub driver knows that you're not tipping before they ever get your food.
They do. I know. So, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going to put a zero in there, which you have to make a conscious effort to do.
Yes.
If you're going to put a zero in there and you plan on – sometimes people tip you cash, you know, if they understand the service industry and they'll tip you cash when you get there or something.
But you know what, though? I don't put zero in those because I don't want them to think that at all. So you're right. I think the 25% one is pretty much right there. So you click on that or you can go higher. But even if you're thinking about giving cash, I get that. But the driver sees zero on his way to your house. And I don't want to screw
100%.
I don't want that. I don't want somebody touching my stuff, you know? So I'd rather just.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want them knowing I'm tipping them on the way
previously,
there.
Our incentive was we don't want the servers to blab about how poorly Todd and Tyler tip. Because we get lumped into the same group.
Yeah.
But now I want to take care of those people.
Right. But
well, what you do is if you're going to do that, you can leave a note in the delivery instructions. Say, I'm going to tip cash when you get here. For your own benefit.
Okay.
Do something like that.
Got it.
That's a good
idea. You know what I mean?
So do you turn that.
But it's a.
You turn your Grubhub basically light on when you feel like it, right?
No, it's a little bit different than like Lyft or Uber because they have to actually know that they have drivers. So you schedule like a week in advance, like different 2-hour blocks throughout each day.
Yeah,
like and when you just schedule what you want to.
When are you going out today?
I'm going out at 10:30 today.
10:30 in the morning. Yeah. Okay,
and then
the lunch thing.
Right? Yeah, and then I'll be out until probably 3, and then I'll stop until about 4:30 and go till 7.
We had we had Willie Farrell on earlier this week, and I don't know if you talked to him since he beat the COVID, but that was pretty brutal, man. It was pretty brutal, scary.
Yeah, it was what sucks for, not to make it about me at all. But
go ahead, that's why we're calling you.
Willie like disappears when Willie's in a funk.
Yeah,
he's just like gone. He doesn't take your phone calls. He doesn't answer your text messages.
Got it.
And I knew that he was sick when he got back, so I was terrified right away.
Right.
And I was calling him every day to check on him.
Mm-hmm.
And every day he was fine.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he stopped answering me, and he. I didn't hear from him, and I kept trying. So I just, like everybody else, saw the Facebook video.
Yes.
And I just I called him and yelled at him for not talking to me.
How dare you be really sick and not pick up the phone?
Yeah.
It's all about Billy.
Well, yeah, what are you doing, dude? I'm over here going out of my mind worried about you. How dare you?
He's sitting at the kitchen table drunk with his wife and his daughter. Right?
But I was very impressed.
Yeah, exactly.
His wife sent him right to his room the moment he got home from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Just because that was a hot spot, and she ended up doing the right thing. I mean, she took away his rights. But it was the right thing to do.
Now, you have an idiot governor like we do over there in Iowa. Is Des Moines is Des Moines pretty much like Omaha? I mean, most of us are doing the right thing. Some of us aren't.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say for the most, you know, traffic's way down. I mean, it looks apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Kind of at times. Like downtown and places like that. Where you really see people not doing the right things is basically where white people with money live.
The suburbs. Yeah. Yep. I know that that neighborhood well, and they're not doing that. Most of them are not doing the right thing. Exactly.
No, they're golfing. They'd be in the parks if they let it.
Yeah, there's a basketball court that's out in a you know, an upper end part of town that I've driven by, you know, weekly for years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never anybody on there playing basketball ever. And I remember it because it's so nice, because I was like, if that was in my neighborhood, me and my friends would have had that thing torn apart in a week.
Yeah.
And so, like, I always noticed how nice it was. Never anybody playing. In the last 2 weeks, there's full-on five-on-five going on out there every time I drive by. It just makes me want to kill somebody.
I know. Kill somebody. And really good,
I want to go out and just, if there was some kind of battering ram or some kind of big, like, you know what I mean? Like,
we should
something
do,
that could cover the whole area of the court. And you just, like, remember the little coin things. Remember, you drop the coin in the deal, and it would all the coins would get pushed by that thing.
Yes.
And maybe a prize would
fall
out.
Yeah.
Something like that, with like spikes on it, just going across the court, and like all the players are like those coins, and you just smash.
That's the sad part. It's like people are counteracting what the rest of us are doing, staying home and being ourselves.
And right, it makes it take longer.
Longer and longer. And
the Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And God knows we want some Iowa football to bitch about, don't you, Billy?
Yeah, Billy, I was thinking about you the other day. We're
God,
doing
yes.
a lot of 90s nostalgia this morning. And, Fox replayed the, would have been 99, the 99 Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we featured Tim DeWight,
ran the kickback.
Yeah. The first kickoff of the second half. And I remember I think we were at Hooters.
Yes, we were.
Hosting a Super Bowl party, and somebody was going to win some cash or something if anybody ran a kickoff back for a touchdown.
Right.
And somebody did.
Oh, yeah, prop bet, huh? Yeah. I didn't even think
someone
about
did,
that.
And there was an insurance policy. They did win that
party. And Tim DeWight
I think
was
the
guy.
I think we gave away 10 grand that day.
Who took it to the house.
Yeah, it was Tim DeWight.
Yeah. Second half kickoff.
Timmy D was 2 years older than me, but as an Iowa fan, when he might as well have been a 30-year-old Hall of Famer at that point, even though he was just a couple years older.
You can get that. I'm hearing blood flow right there.
Yeah.
Called
him Timmy D.
Oh my God, I loved that dude. I remember watching that Super Bowl because my buddy was a Broncos fan, and I had a Tim DeWight Atlanta Falcons jersey that I was wearing during that Super Bowl. And I'm a Cowboy fan in real life, but if a Hawkeye is in the Super Bowl, you know. And I hit my head on the ceiling in his basement.
Not the surprise.
I had a huge gash on the back of my head because he had a I grew up a poor kid. Like, we're in one of those basements where there's pipes hanging in, you know? Like, there's all kinds of...
I know those basements, yes.
And so, like, you just heard just, boom, like, it was like, go, Tim, boom, oh!
Well, Tim DeWight grew up in Iowa, right?
Explains a lot.
He's from Iowa City.
Yeah, you're up in Iowa City, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and... I'll tell you what, and he's a don't meet your heroes story too.
Oh no! What happened?
That's too bad.
I well now, but here's the other thing. It was it was my fault.
You're really drunk? Were you drunk?
No, it was worse than that. Oh my God, 100 times douchier. I didn't think so at the time.
Let's hear it.
But looking back, so I was DJing a wedding, and I was like, I think I was 22. I was DJing a wedding, trying to make ends meet or whatever. Right. Well, Tim DeWight was a groomsman in the wedding.
Oh my God.
And so I meet with the bride and groom, and of course I see his name. I'm looking at the list, and I see other Hawkeye football players on there too. And I'm like, is this? And the guy goes, yeah. And he wants to make it a point that, you know, he doesn't get a bunch of attention take away from the wedding.
Right. Blah, exactly. Blah, blah, right. Blah. Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. So
you didn't hear that part.
Oh, I heard that part. But I thought I could get around it.
Right.
So I waited.
What'd you do?
I waited until he was pretty plastered, and he was by himself.
Oh no!
Just kind of in a corner.
Yeah.
So I went over there and sat down and just, man, you're like my favorite football player. And I asked him if I could get a picture for my wedding. I, of course, I'm like 22, so I got to explain everything. I'm actually a stand-up comedian. This isn't what I really do. And I want a picture for my website. And back then, it wasn't a phone. It was an actual camera,
digital
camera, which I took with me on purpose. And so finally, you know, he says that I don't want to do anything to take away from this wedding. And I go, I'm like, hey, I understand. I'm sorry, whatever. And then he's like, just let me know when you want to take the picture. And I can tell he's not happy about it.
Right.
So he's trying to sneak out towards the end, him and like a couple other guys. Like, I can tell they're gone. They got coolers picked up. They're getting out of there.
Right.
And so I practically run across the reception hall and go, hey, picture, can I get that picture? And so and this is before anybody knew anything about selfies. Like,
right.
I didn't know what I was doing or anything. So, like, I put my arm around him, and I put it up, and I'm getting ready to shoot the picture. And I didn't have any room on my memory card. And so I'm standing. Oh, and I'm like, hold on. I keep trying to hold him. Like, hold on.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to clear space, and I can't. And finally, I just pretended to take the picture.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Never really took one.
Oh, completely fruitless. Man.
Well, you know what? He was a groomsman. He probably still hangs out with that guy. They're probably still old buddies. Remember that douchebag DJ at the wedding?
I guarantee it.
He's a comedian
I guarantee
now.
It.
So here's a different situation about that. When you hear the story, don't meet your heroes, it's the hero being a dick. He wasn't being a dick. You were the dick.
But at the time, I thought he would.
Well, you're right. No, I would have thought he was a dick, too. You're right.
You weren't such a dick. Yeah, just like more of a bumbling idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what's the big deal? You know?
Do you miss we talked to a lot of stand-ups in the past 5 or 6 weeks during the pandemic. Yeah, you miss being on stage?
Yeah, the standard question is, when and where was your last live performance?
March 14th in Clear Lake, Iowa, March 14th.
All right.
I had a one-nighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Guy tried to put me up in the Bates Motel. I got the hell out of there.
Nick said something. Our buddy Nick Allen's here. Nick, what'd you say about Billy earlier?
I said, hey, what's up? I said I've been stand up so much that I'd be looking forward to doing a show with you.
Oh, yes. Maybe you should book one.
Oh, damn.
Hey, do people? Hey, listen, Billy. I mean, you got Des Moines wired. I know you're a man about town there. Do people recognize you when you walk up with your Grubhub?
I've had a couple. And I'm also delivering for a friend of mine owns a kind of famous pizza place here.
Got it.
and they started doing delivery when this started. So I'm doing that on the weekends at night.
Yeah.
So people actually call and request me for that. They know I'm doing that.
I love that.
It was so dumb though. Like the guy that owns the place, he's like, yeah, because he does radio spots every week on all the sports stations.
Right.
And he's like, yeah. You know, Bill Blank will be driving for us.
That's on a radio spot?
Really? Yeah. Well, like when he's just in there. You know?
Oh, okay, and when he's
like,
in there.
So,
yeah.
You know, you can get a joke with your pizza. And I'm like, dude, don't set me up for that. I'm not going to stand at somebody's front door and be like, hey, so the other day. Like,
you get 5 minutes with your pizza.
The other day.
I mean, what are they taught? What am I going to do? People think that, like, everybody's, you should do, like, you know, Facebook Live shows. Don't you understand that if there aren't people sitting there, a bunch of them,
yes,
all laughing at once, this is completely meat and useless?
Yes.
You know how, you know how horribly exposed of how funny, unfunny, most of us are if we actually did that.
Oh, I know.
Like, I've seen audience.
I've seen people try to do it on Facebook, and people that are actually pretty funny and just like, oh, man, it's just laying there.
Yeah.
Just laying there.
Yeah, like I've been doing, like, this church thing on Sundays, and I'm just doing, you know, stream of consciousness and talking and answering questions and stuff. Like, if it's funny, it's funny, but I'm not trying to, you know.
I'll tell you what, though. If I lived in Des Moines, I would order pizza and request you every frickin' time.
Yeah.
I'd say,
tell me a joke, boy.
Large pepperoni and a type 5, please.
You know where I'd draw the line, though, is I wouldn't go to church.
No, he's not going to church. He's just calling it his church.
Oh, okay.
He's just sitting there. I've seen he's sitting there just talking and talking
that's
crap.
That's his church.
And how he almost, you know, sucked face
with
Tim
Dwight. Did you see when I did the ape suit?
No, I haven't seen them all. I've seen a couple. That, you know, you're doing your thing, man. You're doing your thing.
You know what? You asked about, you know what I miss, really? I strangely don't miss being on stage telling jokes as much as I thought I would.
Okay.
I miss the green room.
Got it.
That's what I miss.
I've heard that. People miss the camaraderie, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's hurting me because, you know, when you're trapped in your house with your family, they don't understand you. you're just you know, dad, husband, guy,
right?
Like,
right.
And the people you can really interact with, the only people that really truly get us is us.
Yeah.
And not being around us and only us in these little rooms where there's no rules and you know, all that stuff. Like,
I've been having that problem.
What's killing me.
My daughter's 17, and she's a really good person. And sometimes I'll make a joke about somebody I see on TV, and she goes, "Dad, be nice. You know, be nice." I think, oh, man.
Yeah.
I said, no, I can't be nice, but I understand. I should be around you. It's soul crushing.
Fortunately, though, my wife still thinks I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm lucky.
Yeah. Good for you.
I doubt that.
Yeah. Good for you. I did make a good dad joke to my wife this morning last night she asked me for a back rub for a minute and said, "Can you do it and not make it sexual?" And of course that can't happen.
No.
And so this morning I said I had a new name for my penis, and she said, "What?" And I was like, "The chiropractor."
That is a dad joke.
Yeah.
Don't use it on stage, man.
Yeah.
Because it gives you an adjustment.
It might work on a porch.
No, I don't think so. Don't tell them that as you're handing them a pizza.
Do that for your next show.
Tell me that's not beautifully bad, though.
Really bad. Oh, yeah. I'll give you that. It's bad.
It's perfectly horrible.
Bill Blank. Bill,
I love those.
Follow you on Facebook, right, for your little rants and everything?
Oh, yeah, whatever, man.
Right. And if you're Des Moines,
order a pizza.
Have them bring you some food.
All right.
Hey, I love you guys
love
so
you
much.
Love
Thanks
you,
for bro. Reaching out, man.
All right, buddy.
Check out. We'll do it again.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Yeah, he's going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the "don't meet your hero" means the hero was the douche.
Yeah.
Remember that. I understand what he meant, but the "don't meet your hero" is always just the hero is supposed to be the
right.
douche. Right.
He needs to be more concerned about his own behavior.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.